you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles Unified middle and high school campuses reopened this week. Sixth and ninth graders returned to classrooms yesterday. KPCC's Kyle Stokes went to East LA to check out the scene at one campus.
Tuesday was not only Garfield High School's first day on campus in a year, it was also freshman David Maldonado's first time in this building ever.
I mean, I've only been here for orientation, but that's it.
Maldonado's here just to test the waters.
I might go back home, but if I need to come to school, then I'll come to school.
The vast majority of LAUSD middle and high schoolers chose to stick with virtual classes for now. Students who return still attend courses online, just from inside a classroom, not at home. But LAUSD board member Monica Garcia says some students just need stable Wi-Fi or a break from social isolation.
I get it. It's not the ideal for a lot of folks, but for the kids coming back, it's a lifesaver.
Outgoing Superintendent Austin Buettner says he hopes next fall LAUSD students will be on campus 5 days a week. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Now, if you have not gotten a real ID yet, you have two more years to do so. The Department of Homeland Security has again extended the deadline to obtain the new cards due to the pandemic. May 3rd, 2023 is now when air travelers 18 and above will need a real ID, driver's license or identification card or another TSA-acceptable document to get through security to fly domestically. Last year, the deadline was pushed back to this coming October because of the pandemic, but states had been pushing for the enforcement to be delayed even further. State lawmakers have entertained the idea of giving many Californians a monthly basic income of $1,000, but it's not going to happen this year or in the foreseeable future. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Silicon Valley Assemblymember Evan Lowe says the pandemic showed just how vulnerable low-wage workers are.
A California universal basic income would provide eligible residents with $1,000 per month in unconditional cash payments in order to provide recipients with a basic level of economic security.
According to Lowe, that could cost well over $100 billion, roughly half the state's budget. A basic income program in the city of Stockton, funded entirely by private dollars, was considered a success. Recipients got $500 a month, no strings attached. Studies showed they spent most of the money on necessities like food, bills, and housing. Now, cities like Oakland, LA, and San Francisco are considering something similar. But Democratic Assemblyman Mark Levine said the state should keep an eye on those programs for a while longer.
So, you know, we've seen one or two, but we need to see many, many more to understand what's right, as well as what's right in specific communities and what helps people.
A legislative committee advanced the bill as a show of support and to continue the conversation in the future, but it won't be funded this year. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
President Biden gives his first address to a joint session of Congress tonight. A San Gabriel Valley representative wants him to include a commitment to address the rise of anti-Asian hate crimes and incidents in the U.S. Congresswoman Judy Chu is part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers who introduced the No Hate Act earlier this month. The bill would provide resources to law enforcement to improve hate crimes reporting, tracking, and enforcement. It passed the Senate. It's expected to be taken up by the House in May.
The bill will help us better understand and respond to the problem of anti-Asian hate crimes and all hate crimes. But we also need more people to understand the scope of the problem. And that is why the president's speech is such a significant event.
Chu's virtual guest for the president's address tonight will be Robert Peterson, the son of Young IU, who was one of eight people killed in the Atlanta area spa shootings last month. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.